On this day we celebrate the conversion of Saul of Tarsus. He is the first miracle of our patron saint, Saint Stephen. It was at the foot of Saul of Tarsus, one of the disciples of the great teacher of Jerusalem, Gamaliel, along with others who later on became Catholics also and were martyred, that the first miracle occurred. St. Stephen, as he was dying, prayed for those who were killing him. And indeed, the very first great miracle, and all this happened 3 years after the ascension of Christ, around the year 35, 36. And the Holy Spirit had been given, but not to them, not yet, just partially for their conversion. And Saul, who was an enemy of Christ, he hated Christ. Of course, we are very familiar with his particular reality or emotion. There are many, some of them in power, some of them in the church, who ultimately hate Christ. And so we could pray to St. Stephen, our patron saint, for their conversion as well. So Saul got permission and got letters, documents to give him the authority to go to Damascus, because they had heard that many Jews in Damascus and others were converting to Catholicism. And so they gave him permission, they gave him the letters, the documents, and Saul proceeded with a group of his friends and followers to Damascus. And as they were nearing the city, but not quite there, all of a sudden the heavens opened and Jesus appeared to Saul and said to him, "Saul, Saul, why dost thou persecute me?" Everyone heard it, but no one saw anything. It's very similar to the many different apparitions of Our Lady throughout history. And so only the main visionary would see her, but nobody else, but they would hear, or they would hear something. The same here. And Saul fell off his horse, and as he fell off his horse, all of a sudden, he became blind. He could see nothing. This is as a sign of the fact that those who hate Christ, who hate the church, are blind. They see nothing. And to not know Christ, and to not follow Christ, and to hate Christ is to be blind. Not only physically, but especially spiritually, which is much more important. And so he told him what to do, to get up and go into Damascus and go to the street that is called Rectum, or Right, and there he was to find a disciple of Christ, Saint Ananias. He came and he asked him, "The Lord in the meantime had told Saint Ananias, do whatever you are to be told." And Saint Ananias did not understand it. But then came Saul. And Ananias was horrified. This was one of the greatest enemies of the church, of Christ. And then all of a sudden, Christ wants him to baptize him and confirm him in the Holy Spirit. And so our Lord said, "He will learn what it is to be persecuted." And of course, Saul, who then became Paul, indeed learned what it is to be persecuted, as we all will eventually learn if we have not learned yet. And then at that moment that Ananias obeyed Christ, and see, that's one of the things. Saul obeyed Christ and went to Damascus. Ananias obeyed Christ and baptized and confirmed Saul. At that moment that he confirmed him, scales came off his eyes, like fish scales, and all of a sudden he could see, perhaps for the very first time in his life. When we obey Christ, we are giving the sight of the Almighty the sight of the truth, which is hidden from most people. So all of us always, every day, need to pray for conversion, because none of us is yet there. None of us is yet in heaven. So as long as we are on earth, we can sin, we can still go to hell, we can be lost forever. We must pray for conversion. And we must pray for the scales to fall off our eyes. And so today, in a very special way, is a day on which to pray for those who need to be converted, even those that we do not know or totally understand, many people in our families, our friends, who are not Catholic or who are not fully Catholic, who are following various ideas and misrepresentations of the Catholic faith, that they may be converted, that the scales may fall off their eyes, and that they may see, and when they see, they may follow Christ, as did Paul, St. Ananias, and the others, who were St. Gamaliel, who eventually was to be buried with St. Stephen, and all the others, who, from persecutors of Christ, became followers of Christ to the death. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.